Hello. My name is Mary Cox, and these are introductory remarks to many lectures I prepared for people who are recovering from cancer. By profession, I am a clinical psychologist, and in the 1980s, when I began to treat people who were HIV positive and who had AIDS, I looked to the professional literature for help. I discovered that very little had been written yet about how to best work in psychotherapy with people who were HIV positive. At the same time, though, there were many studies on mind-body medicine, which was then beginning to gain legitimacy in mainstream medical and psychological thinking. Additionally, there were many studies reporting the successful treatment of people with cancer using psychological interventions along with medical interventions. Since immune system functioning is critically important in both cancer and HIV outcome, I spent quite some time reading studies of the successful treatment of people with cancer using psychological interventions. Among the reports in the cancer literature were those of many, many people who had been told that their cancer would kill them, often by some certain point in time. Then these patients used some psychological intervention and didn't die, but instead stayed alive, sometimes outliving their doctors. The reported work was being done by highly respected clinicians, and it was being reported in serious psychological and psychiatric professional journals. We may be able to influence our health status using psychological interventions. I was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer in June of 2002. Most of the lymph nodes removed with the tumor also had cancer cells in them. The 5-year survival odds for someone such as myself were 40%. I had 4 cancer-related surgeries and chemotherapy. That was well over 10 years ago. My oncologist threw me out of her office some years back. She explained, "I am cured." From the time the cancer was found, I put into practice, as best I could, the things I had read about back in the 80s. I also did things I had learned about in the interim. Did they help? They made me feel better. Did they keep me healthy and alive? I don't know what contribution, if any, they made to my remaining alive and being healthy. There is no way to objectively measure how much each individual intervention contributed to my health. I am alive and I am healthy. None of these strategies or practices appears to have done any harm. It is my intention to share a few of these interventions with you. Very likely, you are already aware of some of them. They are discussed openly in the media. Some may be new to you. An interesting finding in mind-body research is that there appears to be no one-size-fits-all. In these matters, as so many others in life, each of us must honor her or his own inner truth. So if an intervention I mentioned feels like it might suit you, maybe you might want to try it. But if the intervention does not feel useful to you, discard it. But notice if it suggests something else, something that does feel right to you, something that you do want to try. At the end of each of these presentations, I offer a couple of questions for you to consider. I hope you find these useful, and I wish you very well.